Good evening, Nina.
Hi, good evening.
It feels like it's been so long since we've been here together like this.
It has, and I'm actually really excited to be here present with our community and so grateful for those who have stepped in. And yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, I'm happy you're here, and I'm also happy to be
Right on. So good to
here.
hear your voice. And yeah, I'm gonna start right off and just get us into our prayer stance and join together in this beautiful, sacred way. So
Awesome.
I'm saying thank you, saying good evening to everyone, saluting all of you who are here to take this moment, this sacred pause to be together in this way, and welcoming anyone new to the circle. Just bowing down in this holy moment to soften, to let go, and to become open and receptive to the divine grace that is here in every moment. So, inviting everyone to take a few deep and slow conscious breaths to relax into present moment time. To really work in this moment to let go of any past habitual thought pattern that might be pulling on you or tugging on you in this moment in time. And just have the courage to untether that cord, to let everything be as it is, and to scan your horizon and perhaps see where the projections of the future or the what ifs may try to intersect in, and let them go also. And as you're doing that, recalling your energies to feel this sense of presence that you are, begin to fill up the space. Begin to fill up the spaces that were occupied by the thought forms and rather be marinated in the essence of love. Feeling the great mother below us supporting us this evening in deep connection and union. Feeling the holy light of our Father, Creator above us, illuminating us, informing us with light, and opening up our hearts. In the center, the divine spark that we are, the children of the light, allowing that to come into the forefront of your existence, to shine bright, to fan the flame of your faith, to open up your devotional heart. To yield the mind and all of the worries and enter into the comfort of something greater than the mind, where the holiness exists, making room for the purification of our essence. And as we are going forward in this stance, in this union, we call upon the angels, the archangels, the creator beings, the ascended masters, all that work for the higher planes of attunement to be here to surround us, to hover around us, to sponsor these prayers this evening. those that come forth and those that are in our hearts that are difficult to articulate. Opening up our hearts at this time, wide, to allow the love to exude forth, to allow the shadows of doubt to be dissolved so that we can anchor in the truth, the sustenance of our beingness. And allow that to be the guiding force in our life, knowing that the truth sets us free. In all of the areas where we are afraid to let go into the unknown, help us at this time to trust in the mystery, trust in the sanctions of the greater flow of life, of Creator's impulse to create. Help us to align with that impulse to create in a good way for the good of the whole, to make better choices, to let go of the fear, to dissolve the illusions, the duality consciousness, the separation, and to be uplifted into unity consciousness. To scan our horizon and see the areas where we get triggered or where we have the impulse to react, and rather to send our love, our gratitude, the spirit of forgiveness, a good deed, an action that would create connection and unity versus more separation. Give us that discernment to know how to respond accordingly, to know how to walk upon our Mother Earth and to anchor in the higher planes of attunement through the choices that we make, through the love that we give freely, to the opportunity of being alive. Help us to be grateful for that simplicity of being alive. Help us at this time to find that inner peace that we are craving, to bring ourselves into the center again and again and again. And when we are knocked unconscious in our own forgetfulness, may the sounding of the bells of the truth ring freely and loud so that we can be reminded of what is true and to do what it takes to come into balance, into restoration, into the inner sanctions of peace of the divine, and to marinate in this divine connection, and to walk upon this earth to emanate this spirit of peace below us, above us, and all around us. Taking this time under this sponsorship to bring forth this peace to the planet, to the holy sacred waters, for the purification of the waters, to the purification of the airwaves, to release the detrimental thought forms that are so strong, that are trying to persuade us, and that rather we can fan that flame of faith, of beauty, of love. Taking this moment at this time to look out of our eyes and to see those in our surroundings that are in need of prayer, that are in need of love, and to take a moment to allow the grace and the peace and the love to go in that direction. and to see the ripple of love going out forth, illuminating the sparks of light within all of humanity, lifting that veil of forgetfulness into the upper realms of sacred remembrance, of beautification, of grace, and of love. Help us to take the time throughout the days to see where we are in need of forgiveness. Forgiveness for ourselves, for we did not know. Forgiveness of others, so that we can let go of the harboring of resentment and be in that sacred communion of knowing that there is no other, that all of life is a reflection of what is happening in our internal landscape, and help us to clean up that internal landscape. To make room for you, Creator, to make room for you, Holy Mother, to make room for love. And just taking this pause here as we're segueing into our prayer requests this evening, lifting up our dear brother James Griglio and asking for a special prayer of sponsorship for his heart, for his mind, for peace in his mind, for divine intervention to enter in, to give him clarity and to bring him more grounded into the arms of the Holy Mother and the support that he needs for this time in his life. Lifting up Angela Tamson, who is requesting and in need of clarity, praying for the purification of the Holy Mother's waters, of the fresh spring purification waters, to cleanse her, to make space for a new moment, a new beginning, help her to have faith to see what is versus what is not, and to give her courage and gratitude to go forth in a good way. Lifting up a beloved Paul Thompson at this time, who just lost his child. So we hold him in the center here, and we send the grace of God to rain upon his heart, to help him to know that he is not alone during this time, to help him to feel flooded with the love that is here all around him and within him, and help him to let go and to know that he did nothing wrong. Help him to have the divine insight of something greater, the grace of God, to hold him during this difficult time of the loss of his beautiful son, Corey, continuing to hold sponsorships and love for his passing to his rightful place, to be welcomed in the arms of love and support on the other side for this next moment. Lifting up a beautiful man by the name of Charles William Fountain, known as Chuck, who just recently passed away, a beautiful soul who did much for many in the community. And we are lifting up his soul, sponsoring his transition, sending love and peace and the ability for him to let go, to be welcomed into the arms of infinity. And in the process of that letting go, that his beautiful son, Cody, can receive a blessing of love, a blessing of communion with the great Creator and the Holy Divine Mother. And lifting up a beautiful soul by the name of Victoria Ivanescu, who just, yes, she just hung herself at the age of 22. So at this time, we are asking for mercy on her soul, for the divine rains of the holy light to intercede, to sponsor her transition to the holding place, and to give her grace and to give her family grace during this time, making room for the reins of the Holy Mother's purity to come down upon her family, upon her loved ones, and upon her soul during this time. And we lift up all of those who are suffering at this time that we may know and that we may not even realize how much suffering they're going through and that it is out of our hands. So we ask for the arms of you, Father Creator, Holy Mother, to intercede, to bring love and clarity and divine intervention of grace, of a helping hand, whether it is through an earth angel or a spirit angel, to guide their path back home to the heart, to liberation, to freedom, to joy, to divine inspiration to live their lives in communion with the one that created them. And we just take this sacred pause to say thank you. Thank you at this time, and saying blessings, and also celebrating our beloved Anthony Asher and his birthday, just remembering it's his birthday. And it's on these times where we gather together in prayer, there is hardships and there's also so much to be grateful for. So we give thanks for life and we bring a big community hug of love and gratitude for his life and for his family who brought him into this world and for the beauty of our Father Creator that continues to bless his life. And so, just taking a moment here, all of us, to take a pause in gratitude for what is versus what is not, and to help us to remember how to live our lives in that way, to celebrate, to be grateful, to look out of our eyes, and when we're tempted to go into what is not, what is wrong, to rather step up and move towards an unfamiliar route and just be grateful for what is and see what happens, how we can change the world one step at a time through rightful action, through love, through harmony, and through gratitude. And we say these prayers in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Amitayoto.
Thank you, Nina, for reminding us to soften and open to the divine grace that is here with us in every moment and relax into the present moment time so we can open our hearts to the divine spark that we are, to be at the forefront of our existence and fan the flames of our faith and open our devotional hearts. To trust in the mystery and sanctions of the greater flow of life and create with life, to let go of fear and doubt and dissolve the illusions of separation and rise into unity, that we can fan the flames of beauty and love and allow the grace and peace to move through us toward those around us who are in need and bring us into sacred remembrance and forgiveness, to recognize and live the truth that there is no other and change the world one action at a time.
Omotayo, that was so beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Well,
I love hearing you recite it back in that way. It's so great.
Well, that's my only announcement I have, unless you have something that you'd like to add.
Just sharing all my love. I'm so happy to be here with everyone and just saying to have a beautiful day, a beautiful night, and continue to celebrate what is.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Nina.
Thank you. Have a beautiful night, everyone.
May you go in peace.
Thank you, Ian.